one. He stormed out of the factory like a lunatic to get to the Pie and Hill shop before it closed. He'd come home with enough for an army. Then he'd get pissed out of his brain. My friend Dave said that eels live on sewage. My dad must have been full of it. He used to eat 5 bleeding cartons of eels a day. He never twigged I was doing 5 cartons of lemurs every day. Each to his own sewage. Mods would rally at Brighton at the weekends. The trouble we took getting ready cost me a bloody fortune. I'd only just left school.
Why should I care if I've got to cut my hair? I've got to move with the fashion of the outcast. I know I should fight on my own man. He's really all right. And I'm still living at home, even though it won't last.
Incidents were reported at Hastings, Brighton, and Margate. The Mods and Rockers invaded the usually quiet seaside resorts in what the police described as a turbulent teenage time, running through the narrow streets, jeering at passers-by, and fighting among themselves. Scotland Yard's riot squad flew into the town's main...
I recovered! I went to see the high numbers at a local gig. They weren't exactly mods, but mods didn't like them. And they were from my neighbourhood, I knew them all. But I always took a few too many leapers in them days. I think I ended up going on the wrong night. Things didn't turn out quite as I expected.
Falling, come down, it's calling. Loneliness starts in
will be. You'll all see from the world.
For what? Or my Uncle Simon, who lived in the countryside somewhere. Ealing Common, I think. Now, what did he do for a living?
You find out. Thank you.
got bones who hear my history. I dream of all the calls I made. I try to number those who love me and find exactly what the trouble. Thank you. Why should I care? Why should I care?
I took about 20 leapers at once, bought a first class ticket to Brighton, and set off to my land of dreams. We'll be right back. used to think Brian was fantastic. The sea looked so gorgeous, I felt I could jump into it and sing. I wondered about thinking about that summer in 64. Everyone had been a mod then. Everywhere you looked, there were mods. 2,000 mods driving up and down the promenade on scooters.
Why should I care? Why should I care?
So then it was the end of the season. I was on the own. The place was almost deserted. And my poor old smashed up scooter had seen the last of Brighton bloody promenade now. I knew that.
Smile. I am the face.
I'm Running, someone's here.
time I left Brighton, it had cheered me up, but then it had let me down. My folks had let me down. Rock had let me down. Women had let me down. Work wasn't worth the effort. School isn't even worth mentioning. But I never ever thought I'd feel let down by being a mod. What a waste of a classic scooter. Schizophrenic! What a laugh! I can never think to myself, it must be all right with plain ordinary man. I dumped the scooter over a cliff, stole a tiny little boat with an outboard motor, and set off out to sea.
I'm going back to you.
big had happened to me. Not an end, not a beginning. But at last I knew what I needed. And I knew where to look for it.
Oh! Thank you. Just like yesterday, you know, get on my knees. Texas, some of you will know, many of you will know, I'm sure. John Honey Bundry! And on synthesizers and looking after a lot of the technical stuff to produce the sounds in Quadrophenia, John Curry! Get your hair cut. Vocals, Sonny Jones, Billy Nichols. Billy is also our music director. Backing vocals, Susie Webb. Pete Howard. And the brass section, Sam Hill, who have worked with Neil, with the Hill, various other people that you may have seen before, but Andy Forbert. And that big thing. Neil Sidwell did the arrangement. His brother at the back, Steve Sidwell. Simon Gardner. And Paul Spong. And last but not least, on percussion, tune percussion, gongs. We've been playing this song for a couple of nights, and we're going to try a much kind of faster, heavier, much more serious speed metal version. Thank you, good night.